Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, 5 years ago today, President Obama made this announcement at the White House.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Navy SEALs killed bin Laden when they staged a dramatic raid on his compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Well, the BBC has just gone back to see what's happening there now, and Haroon Rashid, BBC Urdu editor in Pakistan, joins us from Islamabad with details. Haroon, what's happened to the compound?
Well, it was demolished not soon, but I think a year after investigations were through by the Pakistani authorities, because basically they didn't want this place to be turned into a shrine or something where people could come and I mean, his followers could pay homage or something like that. So one of our colleagues recently visited that place, and what he told us was that the open spaces around OBL's compound are fast disappearing now. There are new houses coming up quickly. But the actual plot on which this compound was situated is still there. There are some fragments of the concrete beams which made up that house are strewn about. A small pipe of water, strangely enough, in a hole in the ground, still, gives water. And if one thinks that it is some sort of a natural spring that is coming out of the ground, but basically it's from a deep well nearby, and it used to provide water to bin Laden's house as well. So this is the actual situation now there.
And as you say, houses are going up, people are moving into the neighborhood. What kind of people? Who lives there?
Basically, local Pakistanis, and since Abbottabad, the town where OBL was found, it is famous for its big educational institutions, medical colleges, engineering colleges, schools, and seminaries. So it is seen as a big seat of learning. But also it is famous for one of Pakistan's prime military training academies, the Kakul Academy. So it has a huge residence, belong to the military and ex-military, live in that area, and also people from other parts of the country. I know a couple of people who are basically from Waziristan tribal region, but they opted for this town because of a much better climate. So they settled, bought houses there and settled there. So it's a mix of people from different backgrounds.
And there is at least one person who is there now who was there then, who was there when bin Laden was there. And your colleague spoke with him. His name is Zain Baba. Tell us about him.
Yeah, well, he is an 84-year-old, quite an old man, who was the closest neighbor to the bin Ladens. He used to, with his son Shamrez Khan, used to work as a night watchman for Arshad Khan, the man, a Pashtun man who lived in the compound and who owned that compound in which OBL was found. Zain Baba told us that he had access to some parts of the compound, that they were soon after the American raid on that compound, that afterwards Pakistani intelligence people came and took them away and kept them in custody for 2 months and questioned them about whether he had seen bin Laden or whether he had any interaction with him personally or something like that. But after 2 months, he was allowed to go.
You know, in this country, in the United States, it is seen as a great triumph that U.S. Navy SEALs were able to locate and then eventually kill Osama bin Laden there in Pakistan. How is it seen in Pakistan 5 years later that he was killed and also that he was able to live there under the radar, so to speak, for so long?
Yeah, I mean, questions are still being asked and a lot of them are unanswered. But, I mean, generally the people think that he might be there and he was, I mean, killed, as Americans say. But the last time when I was in Abbottabad a couple of months back, I still found that people there were still a bit suspicious about the American claim.
They don't believe that bin Laden was killed, you're saying?
Yeah, they don't believe that he was there. And the reason for that is that they say that neither his body was shown nor anyone involved around him at that time, the Pakistanis who were hosting him or one of the wives that survived of Osama, who was later on sent to Saudi Arabia, never spoke out about. So, I mean, actually, no one who was witness to Osama bin Laden sitting there has come out and spoken to the media. So that creates a bit of a doubt here amongst people in Abbottabad and generally in Pakistan as well. But, I mean, generally, if you look at the Pakistani media, they have accepted it that, yes, he was there and he was killed there. But there are still questions that boggle people's minds still.
That's Haroon Rashid, who is an editor in the BBC's Urdu service in Pakistan, joining us from Islamabad on the fifth anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.